and Done Forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson on this Friday, the 13th, September 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those markers in for the podcast and the repeating of the show, which repeats all weekend long and will air this Monday from 6 to 9 a.m. So greatly appreciate you guys checking it out, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcasts, listen on demand anytime you would like. Pastor Jeffield, more wisdom from George Washington.
Okay, on the same subject. Okay, he's talking about same religion. And he says this. When he says religion, he's talking about Christianity. 99% of the country in 1796 professed some form of the Christian faith. So always remember that when they say religion, it's not about any religion, it's Christianity. He said this in his farewell address: of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. The mere politician, equally with the pious man, ought to respect and to cherish them. A volume could not trace all their connections with private and public felicity. That means happiness. You're going to be happy? You're going to be a Christian? You're going to be happy. You want to be happy? You're going to be a Christian. He said, let it simply be asked, where is the security for prosperity, for reputation, for life, if the sense of religious obligation desert the oaths, which are the instruments of investigation in the courts of justice? In other words, he's saying, look, when a person goes to take a stand in a trial and he has to go under oath, you know, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. If you don't believe in God, you don't believe you're going to have to answer to God for lying, well, then you'll just lie willy-nilly, because you're never going to give it. There's no consequence to that. So we need a Christian people. I mean, you heard me quote Adams, who said this: our Constitution was made only for religious and moral people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. That's what Washington is saying. I mean, if you're going to just be a liar, and you're going to lie on the stand when you swore to God not to lie, and then you lied? We're not going to have life, liberty, or property. Again, Washington in his farewell address says, let it simply be asked. Oh, I read that. And let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion. In other words, some people say, okay, we got to tell the truth. But you don't have to push your religion on me. I'll be honest, without Christianity. No, Washington says, let us with caution indulge the idea that a man can be moral and a total truth teller without Christianity. Now, it may happen occasionally. It may happen occasionally. But generally speaking, we're honest because we know we have to give account to God Almighty. And once you take that out of the equation, you know, I want to tell people about school shootings. We need to get Christian teachings back in that say, look, you kill somebody, then you put a bullet in your mouth and kill yourself, you wake up in a devil's hell, and you will burn there, you murderer. And so you got to put the fear of God back into people. But if you think that you're going to murder somebody, then kill yourself, and you're just going to go to sleep forever, you've taken God out of the equation. You've taken Christianity, the Bible, the truth of the eternal nature of man. There's heaven and hell. See, you mean I'll have to pay a consequence, and if I kill somebody, then kill myself? Yes, you will. See, now your morality is going to be more easily maintained. He said this. Washington said, whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in the exclusion of religious principle. You take Christianity out of things, you're not going to have national morality. So you can just go into a debate and just lie willy-nilly, then have the media there, so-called fact check, one side and not the other, and don't call you to task for all the things that you said. Man, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. When, if I'm running for president, I can just completely forget what I said 3 or 4 years ago and how I've governed, and I'll say, hey, I'm going to do this, that, and the other, and people believe it. You know what? This reminds me, Randy, when I tell people in my church, I'll tell you, your listeners, if you're sending lots of money into TV preachers and they're telling you, oh, you send me $1,000, within a year or two, you're going to get $100,000 back. You know what? If that's what you do, I guess you deserve to be scammed. You deserve to be taken. You know, I guess you deserve it. Don't do that. Don't send money to people you do not know anything about. Now, those that have listened to me for 10 years, you know a little bit about me, but so you could always donate to our church at northernbible.org. Okay, fine. That said, but if we elect Harris after we've got on tape, like you said, Sean Hannity had all these snippets, what she said, we elect her, boy, I guess we're getting what we deserve, I suppose. Again, Washington says, 'tis substantially true that virtue or morality is a necessary spring of popular government. If we don't have a moral people, if we don't have a Christian people, we're not going to have popular government. We're not going to have government by the people. That is the way that is. Okay. Now, he turns here a little bit to, unless I'm getting off the religion part, but he never really totally gets off, to the idea of foreign policy. And this is President Trump's, in my view, one of his strongest positions. George Washington said, observe good faith and justice toward all nations. Cultivate peace and harmony with all. Religion and morality enjoin this conduct. In other words, hey, do what's right and be right. And can it be that good policy does not equally enjoin it? Can it be that providence has not connected the permanent felicity of a nation with its virtue? And then he goes on to say that, you know what, we need to have good relations with all, but no permanent alliance with any portion of the foreign world. Now, listen, yes, I know that we're part of NATO. And President Trump has just kind of tapped the brakes a little on that. I don't think we're going to pull out of NATO. But he's just pointing out the fact, and Washington says it, hey, the President of the United States is just that, the President of the United States. He's not the leader of the free world as if he was supposed to be a world dictator. And President Trump is accused, oh, he's going to want to be a dictator of the world. It's really the opposite. He's trying to back us off a little bit and say, you know what, America first. I love this country. I love our country. I was elected to be president of our country. And I know it's, to some that sounds selfish, and I understand that NATO had its place in history, and it's a longstanding alliance. Okay, I'm not suggesting that we just unilaterally pull out, but I am telling you this, we're Americans first. And reality teaches us that, and Washington says that over and over and over again, that every nation will, in the end, do what's best for that nation. They will do that. No permanent alliance with any portion of the foreign world. And now if anybody suggests that, they're lambasted by the Council on Foreign Relations and CNN and MSNBC, which is, I think, now worse than CNN, ABC. They don't know our history. They don't know our history.
Okay. One of the things on that point, because people don't know the history, they don't understand the rights given to us, Declaration of Independence, the basis for the Constitution. What is it exactly we can do What do you think the best course of action is to get this information out to people, to educate them? I mean, we're down to 53 days before the election. What can we do as a way to get the information out there?
Well, first of all, let me say this, that the reading of George Washington's farewell address, they did it every year in the United States Senate for a long time. They would read it. Okay, and George Washington said, hey, I hope you'll listen to me. I hope you'll write these things down. Here's the problem. We don't control the media. So we got Rusty Chatfield on here telling us about the history of our country, George Washington's wisdom, his opinion. We want to keep ourselves separate from the world. Now, would he have joined NATO? Probably. I don't know. I mean, NATO served a function immediately after World War II because the Soviet Union was expansionist. But, you know, hey, the Soviet Union collapsed a long time ago now. But now Russia. See what happens is the media's got to paint Russia as the evil Russia. Why? So that we can promote NATO to oppose evil Russia. And I'm not saying Russia is good. I'm saying it's a little more nuanced than it used to be. The evil empire that Ronald Reagan called the Soviet Union, they were openly expansionist. Now, the war between Ukraine and Russia, now there's two sides to this war here. Now, and I'm not a Putin apologist, but I'm not a Zelensky apologist either. You gotta look at this at somewhat of a wary eye. And we got to see it for what it is. The real threat is communist China. And it seems like the media doesn't care about what they do, which is, I mean, they are militarily approaching us, and in some areas, in their navy, they've passed us. And this has happened while we've kind of been asleep worrying about Putin and Russia and the war over there. And that's bad, and I'm not making a moral judgment on who is right and wrong. But I said we got to view things from the American perspective. I never saw a president as good as Trump that understood things. He understood it. You know, he understood things. You know, he's a little rough around the edges, but he understood why people do things. He was pretty wise in that. And of all the presidents, his policy is more like Washington's than any that I can remember. And I've studied this my entire adult life. There you go. He said, and let me just stop. I'll close this off, this part of it. Ill-founded jealousies and false alarms kindle the animosity of one part against another, foments occasional riot insurrection. It opens the door to... Yep, I'll have to stop there. I'm sorry.
Yep. That's okay. I was going to stop you before you started, but we will get this down eventually.
Okay. Okay.
Final segment of today's discussion. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Let's wrap this up a little bit, and then I got a couple of things I want to talk to you about.
Okay. George Washington had set great precedents for the United States. Two-term policies. First one to set up a cabinet. Was a Christian man. Yes, he was a Christian. Yes, he wanted an independent United States. He was pro-American. Loved our country, first in war, first in peace, first in the hearts of his countrymen. That was George Washington. He was the indispensable man. I read a biography. I can't remember the author, though. He was indispensable. It's hard to imagine how we could have become a nation or maintained our nationhood as him as our first president without George Washington. Both Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson, who argued in continually in the first cabinet from different perspectives, they both said, "Don't you? You've got to hold the country together." We are very blessed to have George Washington.
Got a text message here, Pastor Chatfield. The differences that he made in setting up being the first president, like you said, the precedent of him only serving two terms. Do you think that the country, number one, could have survived had he not been the first president, not been the general leading the Revolutionary War? That's the first question.
Okay. From a human perspective, no way. We would not have survived. It took somebody like him that was one of the most respected men in America, had military experience, was tall, handsome, good leader, good horseman. Yeah, we had to have him. From the human perspective, we never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Nope.
Do you see the analogy of where we're at today of this particular presidential election, their follow-up, they kind of fit and figure what you would say. Do you see Donald Trump in that role today against Kamala Harris?
Possibly. I mean, now I can look back 200 years at Washington, over 200 years. I can see it because I'm looking back. I can't look forward. I will tell you this. President Trump is thick-skinned. He has been lied about, maligned, called insane, idiotic, dictator, this, that, and the other. It's just not fair. It's not true. I mean, when he became president, did he go after the Democrats?
No.
Did he start investigating them? Did he show up at Hillary Clinton's house with the FBI armed, looking for things? He didn't do any of that. So all these things they're claiming that he did, he didn't do. And So he's thick-skinned. Yeah, and he's rough. I get you that. Sometimes I wish he'd say something different, but that's the way it is. That's sure. The way it is. Yeah, and maybe so. History will tell the answer to that question.
Now, in exposing her flip-flops and her policy changes in order to be, quote, per Bernie Sanders, pragmatic to win an election, do you think that the grassroots and sharing videos and sharing memes of vote Republican, do you think that we have any chance of offsetting the mainstream media, or are we so overwhelmed by the sheeple people, the people that aren't informed, aren't engaged, they don't listen to the show, they don't get the text messages, they don't listen to these videos that we're sharing? Do you think it's possible that we can counter this in any way, shape, or form, or is it a foregone conclusion?
No way. I don't say it's a foregone conclusion. I do not believe that. Do not believe that. Hey, listeners, send those texts to people that are not just your Uncle Harry that's all pro-Trump. Send it to your neighbor, somebody that's kind of in the middle, and say, hey, could just watch this.
Sure.
Shoot for those people. I mean, send it to those type of people. We don't want to be just in an echo chamber here where we're just telling each other what we already believe. You got to kind of, send it to somebody maybe in your family. Problem is, I know people that just, it's the way they are. I wouldn't vote for Trump ever. He's, a megalomaniac or whatever. I mean, they don't speak with logic at all. They don't care about issues in our country. They just don't like his personality because he insults people occasionally. That's the way some people are. But nevertheless, there are other people that are kind of, I don't know. Those are the people you got to send it to. And no, do not give up. No way. It does make a difference. It does make a difference.
I think, too, two groups that need to be reached out to, and I can't say it any other way. The snippet that Sean Hannity played last night on his show, where she talked about gun confiscation, buybacks being mandatory for firearms, I'm sorry, but our hunters are so busy and enthralled in bow hunting season and then prepping for deer hunting season on November 15th. Do you know that it's like almost 75% of our licensed deer hunters don't even bother to vote in November? I mean, that's just, to me, unheard of. I can't explain it. Can you explain it?
Nope, I cannot.
Yeah. Same goes with how many people in the church that are not even registered to vote and, right, and the amount of percentage turnout for that. It's got to change. Final thoughts, I'll let you go.
Register to vote and vote and then spread the word one at a time. Yes, it does make a difference. Yes, it does. Just like passing out gospel tracts to everybody you meet makes a difference. You're right. Spreading the word. This is a similar phenomenon here. Spread the word and send that video that Randy sent out to people that are kind of in the middle. You might convince some of them. And we're going to try.
Amen. We'll see you on the radio for church on Sunday from 11 to noon, sir.
Amen. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you. God bless. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe.